What a gift we have already received from our musicians and our drama troupe. We're so grateful for Gwen having put all of this together, and we're grateful. Let's listen for a gift from the Scriptures. It's from Matthew, the 13th chapter. Just a few short verses, words of Jesus. He put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field. It's the smallest of all the seeds. But when it has grown, it is the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree so that the birds of the air come and make nest in its branches. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord, open to us your word of life. May it grow in us. In Jesus' name. It seems to me, on the surface, that America is very different from most other nations. Most nations began in ancient times, and they were formed by a group of people living in a common area and having a common language, a common religion, a common ethnic group. What most nations originally had in common was blood ties, kinship ties. So the Greeks in Greece, that area, spoke Greek, and they were Greek Orthodox, and they married Greeks. And if you were from Sweden, it was that chunk of land. They spoke Swedish. They I think they smoked fish. Anyway, some of you would know. Some of you are Swedes. And some of you are Norwegian, so you can tell us about what they did wrong. Well, anyway, but they were Lutheran. It was religion and language, and they were kin, and same way with Italians or Roman Catholics. Religion, ties of blood. But America is a different kind of a nation. Our ancestors came from many places, many religious traditions, speaking many languages when they got here, different ethnic groups. Unlike most nations, people in our country are not primarily connected by ties of kinship or blood or even religion. We are connected by an idea. It's adherence to an idea that joins us. The idea is stated in the first sentence of the second paragraph of the Declaration of Independence, written by Thomas Jefferson, signed 235 years ago tomorrow. The revolutionary idea was this: we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It is a sweeping idea, a daring idea, that all people are created equal and have certain rights given by God. That is amazing. Thomas Jefferson did not take credit for that idea. Some years after he wrote the Declaration, he wrote other words. He said, "I was not trying, quote, to found new principles or new arguments never before thought of, but to place before mankind the common sense of the subject," unquote. Those of us who love the Scriptures know that this idea, all are created equal, didn't originate with Jefferson. It starts in the Bible. On the opening pages, when God creates the man and the woman, there is equality. It is only after they turn away from God that there is this inequality. Read the story. The inequality in the beginning between the sexes, that wasn't God's plan. That's the result of human sinfulness and a consequence of human behavior. But God's design was for equality, mutuality, because all are created equal. All are created equal. All are equally loved by God. Read on through the Old Testament. And there are these constant reminders that people are created equal and loved by God. When Israel is down in slavery in Egypt, a stronger nation, Egypt is over there. But God comes to free them because all are created equal. Just because one nation, Egypt, was stronger, that didn't mean they were more beloved. What's interesting, though, keep reading the Bible, in later years when Israel becomes a strong nation and they begin to lord it over others, push others around, when they think, well, we're more equal than others, God sends them prophets to remind them that God loves all the ones He has made. And these prophets come and they say over and over, just because you are doing well, just because you are strong, do not forget those who are weak. Three categories of people, over and over and over in Exodus, Leviticus, and Deuteronomy, that the prophets and the Lord says to protect. The widows, the orphans, the foreigners in your midst. They're all vulnerable. And why? Because God created them all. All are God's children. There's no hierarchy of some that God loves and some that God does not love. And so, in the Old Testament, whenever kings began to lord it over others, the prophets, Nathan, Isaiah, Elijah, they would all come. And they would remind the kings and the powerful, all are precious in God's sight. Kate and William are in the news, a delightful young couple from England, came to vacation to Canada and America. They seem to be good people. colonials like about them is they're not too stuffy and pretentious, at least. It's not as much as the generations before. But they are a vestige, you know, the prince and princess, they are a vestige of times when the royals were unapproachable. You had commoners and you had royals. And even to this day, you know, you better not touch one of them unless they extend their hand first. It's kind of funny that Americans are going crazy over them when we had a little revolution over that kind of stuff. But all are created equal. Jesus welcomed all. Sick people, sinful people, rich people, poor people, men, women, children, Jews, non-Jews, because all men, women, children were created equal. Just like the Bible says and the Declaration says. And it keeps going. You get to the Acts of the Apostles and there is this democracy of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes on everybody, not just the kings like it did at one time. It comes on everybody. Of all nations. And the Spirit is not property of one group of people. It goes where it will because all are created equal. Paul in Galatians 3, in Jesus Christ, there is no male or female, slave or free, Jew or non-Jew, all are one. Romans 12, Paul, for by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought. There's a faith built into our way. It comes from the Scriptures. It's about a humility and about a thanksgiving and about a realization that all are created. What is so interesting is that when Thomas Jefferson wrote those words and when those men signed underneath, they knew it was in part a hope. It was an unfinished dream. It was sort of a time capsule, a time release capsule that would continue to unfold. Or, as Jesus makes us think, it's like a seed planted that grows. Thomas Jefferson was a smart man, maybe the smartest man around. He knew when he wrote those words that all were not considered equal. He himself owned slaves. He knew that all the men that signed that document knew that those words did not yet apply to their wives and to their daughters. Certainly not to Native Americans. And in some states it didn't apply to Jews, in other states it didn't apply to Catholics. or poor people who couldn't own land. American equality was an idea planted, but it was a seed that had to germinate and grow, and people had to grow into it. A work in progress. It's kind of like our faith. We are still learning, what does it mean anew to walk every day in faith with God? We are still learning, we who are followers of Jesus, what it means to trust God alone for our life. We're still learning what it means to love our neighbors as ourselves. We believe that, but we're still learning to do it. We're still learning who is our neighbor, that story, the question that Jesus told, the story of the Good Samaritan. We are not yet all we will be in God's time. God is working on us. We are learning by God's grace and God's help to love one another as we have been loved. May God bless us, and may God bless our nation as we seek in all things to honor Him in humility and in love and to serve the ones He created for life and liberty. Amen. People of God, people of the blessing, go into the world with eyes wide open to the mercies and gifts of God all around you and be thankful. Go in the name of the one who loves us and has blessed us as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.